method that Lori brought to us a couple of weeks ago when she stepped in when I couldn't lead study there for a bit, and we've used it a couple times, and I thought we would close out the book with us. The book is tonight, even though it doesn't seem like all of them fit, but I thought we would look at it that way. So let me find my
question. I really like the questions.
Yes. So I think we will go through just set for a little bit, and I would like to look at the questions, especially where we get into some of the other scriptures. And
I read those scriptures.
So Philemon 22 through 25. But meanwhile, also prepare a guest room for me, for I trust that through your prayers I shall be granted to you. Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ, greets you, as do Mark, Aristarchus, Demas, Lucas, my fellow laborers. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. So, of course, Beth starts out, hey, ladies, can you mute so that we can hear? Okay. And then we'll get back on after as we... Well, I'll say, if you have an answer, you want to fill in, you know, just unmute, tell us what you're thinking, and then mute back up. But there's just some background noise going on. So the acronym is SPEC, which stands for what sins do you see, what promises do you see, what examples do you see, what commands do you see, what knowledge is there of man, and what knowledge is there of God? So we start out with sin. This is the one that I was like, well, I can see a whole lot with this one. If you saw something there, go ahead and let me know. But I really didn't, other than perhaps the effects of sin, and not necessarily the believer's sin, but the effects of sin at large, because we have Paul in prison and we have Epaphras in prison here. So I think as far as sin goes, that's the only thing I can see or could think of as the effects of sin at large has these two in prison. It's allowed by God. It's through his hand. He's used them when they're in prison, but it is the result of sin in the world, and that's really all I could see. Did anybody else have anything there?
Wasn't Dina something happened? Dina, I don't know if it was good or bad. didn't he walk away or something? Or
he was a fellow friend of Blue.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I can't remember. I probably should have looked back through that, but
I know Dean is mentioned, but it might be a good thing.
Yeah, I think it was a good thing that he was mentioned for. How about P is for promises. What promises do you see in these verses?
Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ is with us.
Mm-hmm.
That's a promise in our spirits.
Yes.
As we learn to trust more acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, it's a lot. We had a chomp on that one.
Any other promises? We see God's grace.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's exactly a promise, but Paul is saying that through their prayers he should be
granted to them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's not exactly a promise.
Yeah, but it's still something. I think it looks at prayer as answerable.
Yes. Something that God will answer, which is like a promise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How about examples?
Well, they've all been examples. You know, thanks to Paul.
Mm-hmm.
To spread the word to others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we see the example of fellow laborers. I know, Barb and Mom, if you want to unmute, go ahead and... If you have things to share about these,
we don't want to be doing it.
What examples do you see and hear? Examples for us, examples.
Did somebody already say about all the fellow laborers? Like the example that they're still hanging in there even though Paul's in prison?
Yeah.
That doesn't scare them away. It just they're just there to take up for him and
Yeah, that's a true example that should speak to us. I think as well the greetings of Epaphras, who is a prisoner with Paul, you know, that they would take the time to personally greet other believers to encourage. And, you know, we can take that example for ourselves, whether it's texting someone or calling someone or writing someone a letter, which isn't done a whole lot these days, you know, a personal touch there. I think that's a great example for us.
Yeah.
And the trust that Paul has in God's word and in prayer is a good example for us. You know, he tells them, prepare a room because I know you guys are praying, right?
Yeah.
So isn't that an example? I trust prayer so much that even though I'm in chains, get that room ready, you know?
Yep.
So that's a great example.
You already believed.
Yes.
That would happen.
Mm-hmm.
That he would be out of chains and be able to go visit them.
Mm-hmm.
Spend time with them.
Yeah. That leads into our next one, commands. What commands do you see in these scriptures?
I don't know if it's a command, but he's asking them to prepare the room.
Mm-hmm.
Prepare a place for him.
Yeah, not a whole lot more in there than that. How about knowledge of man? Let's do man first, and then we'll close it off with the knowledge of God. What do we see about man?
Prayers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but without God, no one would be doing any of this.
Mm-hmm. But we should pray.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We should.
So prayer.
Mm-hmm. I think with the preparing of the guest room, I think that shows that man should be hospitable, should show hospitality.
Yeah, which is later on when we get into it.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say that, but then I was going to save it for later. But no, you're right. That's right. We are commanded to be hospitable.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Welcoming. With those other scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
Hospitable and welcoming.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Coming alongside our fellow believers and
mm-hmm.
what they're going through. We have Epaphras, who's a fellow prisoner. Mm-hmm. We have Mark, Aristarchus, Demas, and Luke, who are fellow laborers, fellow workers, so coming alongside and doing the Lord's business in whatever circumstance. Sometimes it's just coming alongside, maybe having a listening ear for somebody. Offering maybe a word of peace for somebody as he closes out, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. He's, you know, which I think is like, you know, peace be, I think, very, very Catholic saying, but peace be with you, right? Peace be with you. That greeting that we had in the Catholic Church, but I think sometimes, you know, we can speak that, into people's lives. How about the knowledge of God in these verses?
Well, we know that God gives us the grace through our Lord Jesus Christ
mm-hmm.
to help us to be faithful
mm-hmm.
and to forgive our sins if we would ask.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be the knowledge of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we sing that one song about God's grace, which is a wonderful gift
mm-hmm.
given to us,
mm-hmm.
and we can't do anything to earn it.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to read
prayer.
And he answers prayer, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's in our circumstances with us. Because they're prisoners in Christ. And I find the very end of verse 25 interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know I already spoke about this a little bit, but the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, he doesn't just say be with you. He says to be with your spirit,
sure.
You know, because there's an inner working there sometimes. You know, we may still... He doesn't promise us to get out of our situations. He doesn't promise us, you know, that things are going to become easier. But he promises to be with us in our situations. And so he's saying the grace of our Lord, what you need, be with your spirit. Because he can minister to our spirit even when the situations are hard. So... And this whole book is about a runaway slave, right? And so, did anybody else have anything to share on any of that? If not, I do want to go through these questions. It was a short lesson, but there are good things in this lesson. So, we can run through the out of God's word real quick. Ladies, you can unmute if you want. You can share, even if you don't have it done, pretty easy to share along with these four simple verses. Making one final request. What was his last request? Prepare a guest room for me.
Guest room, right?
Yeah. Why did he make this request?
Will to be free to go with them as an answer to prayer.
Yeah, he and that answered the second part too. What was the basis for this positive attitude?
His family would be released and come to me.
Yeah, he believed that prayers would be answered.
Right, he believed that, sure.
Mm-hmm.
He believed it.
Yeah, right. Belief. Number two, greetings from five friends. It said, the list in verse 23 is identical to the list found in Paul's greeting in Colossians 4. That's probably where we need to look, Lori. Colossians 4, 10 through 17 says the list is identical except for one person. What person is different in this list?
Justice. Oh, no.
Yeah.
On Justice.
Justice, who is also called Nymphis.
That's not what I read. I thought it was Mark.
Oh.
Well, I had Justice.
Uh-oh, let's see.
Nymphis, okay. Now, Lori, are you going to open up to it? Colossians 4, 10 through 17.
That's what it said. I think that was wrong.
I must have been wrong too.
Yeah, Colossians 4, 10 through 17, right?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Oh, I sent you his greeting. That says Mark, the cousins of Barnabas. Oh,
okay.
I read that wrong. Must be Mark is the answer.
No, Mark was listed in
5:11.
Yeah.
Oh,
Mark, Aristarchus, Demas, Lucas. So 10 through 17, Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, Mark, and Jesus, who is called Justice. So yes, Justice is the one that was not listed. And in another, another spot he's referred to, or there was Nymphis, if you went down to 15. I think it was, and Nympha or Nymphis.
Yeah.
And the church in her house. So, and then it said to briefly give a description of these men. What was your description of Epaphras? A bond servant. How about Mark?
The cousin of Barnabas.
Yep. How about Aristarchus?
Fellow prisoner
as well, yep.
Yeah, Demas eventually deserted Paul for the cares of the world.
Okay. I said that he sends greetings, but yeah. Do you know where you found that?
I don't, and maybe I just decided, just like I thought.
But then he must have come back. But he came back, right? That Paul's urging, or somebody's urging.
Must be.
Who knows? It could be.
Yeah.
I just thought that and wrote it down.
Because
I apparently think Demas is bad, and I don't know.
Maybe it's because it's the word.
Jackie said she just got home.
Luke's beloved physician agreed to add the
Demas.
Yeah, look up Demas. Maybe it'll bring you to some other scriptures that...
And Bible. Demas Bible character. Okay, wait. In The Pilgrim's Progress, John Bunyan writes of Demas.
Oh, okay.
A deceiver. Okay, so
2 Timothy 4:10 says, for Demas, in the love with this present world, has deserted me and gone to Thessalonica.
So he's not a fellow friend now.
He was at this point, but at some point
he
left. I don't know whether it was before or whether it was after this in chronological order, but it sure sounds that it was after.
Okay.
So that was 2 Timothy 4:10.
What do I say about
good
that?
Being Berean. that he sends his greetings to eventually deserted Paul.
But he did he come back?
I don't know.
Oh. So he's a deserter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is a shame.
No fellow friend, though.
But that's like, I think of... Is it Paul who asked to pray for two women who were like bickerers? You know, I could be that maybe, like, you know how Barnabas and Paul split for a while, but then eventually came back. Maybe this is one of those cases where these Mark.
Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just stupid. Yeah. Well, I'm on my bed with
him. Oh, he'll wake up.
More all we
know.
That's cute.
Here we go. Ending with a benediction. Oh, sorry, we left out Luke because we were figuring out that Demas was the deserter. How about Luke? What does it say about him?
He's a beloved physician.
Yes, a beloved physician. Ending with the benediction, how does Paul end the letter to the Colossians in 4:18, and how does it differ from Philemon 25? So there were a few little differences there.
Remember
my chains. What else?
His own hand.
His own hand.
He's writing letters. Mm-hmm. Remember him in his chains, and he sends his grace.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but yeah, in Philemon, he just says grace.
Grace.
So Christ through
your spirit.
And
Yes, and there's the added with your spirit there. Okay, and into your heart. This was good. It's brought us to a bunch of different scriptures.
Yeah, this was good.
The place of hospitality, the provision of lodging for itinerant preachers was very important in Paul's days. There weren't any Holiday Inns or Motel Sixes. Christian churches had no chance to stay in a tavern or some other unsavory place unless someone opened their home. They had no choice but to stay in those places unless somebody opened their home. What do these verses say about hospitality? Colossians 4:10.
So that says, it says, if he comes to you, welcome him. He receives instructions about him, which I guess, are they talking about Mark? Are they referring to Mark? My fellow prisoner Aristarchus sends you his greetings, as does Mark, the cousin of Barnabas. You have received instructions about him. If he comes to you, welcome him.
I know, it really could be either of them. It really could be either. Now, if you look at the order of the wording, it seems like it could be Mark, but the way commas and things shoved in, it could be Aristarchus. Take out that middle sentence and greet him, you know, so it could be either. I'm not really sure, but whichever one, they were to welcome him and bring him in.
Be welcoming
is what we're to do. How about 1 Timothy 3:2? Be hospitable, yep. 1 Timothy 5:9-10.
That was different.
Evidence of a widow's eligibility is there. Recognized.
Yes, they have to be hospitable
mm-hmm.
and have done many good deeds and all that stuff mm-hmm. to be on the list. Again, hospitality.
Yeah, hospitality. This woman, it looked like she had lodged strangers even, and aren't we told to, strangers unaware. What does it say? Yes, because they could be angels. Yes.
Oh, it's true.
To greet strangers. How about Titus 3:13?
Do everything you can to help others.
Mm-hmm.
Hospitality includes providing what's needed for their community.
Yes, so there's no lack there. Right. How about 3 John 5-8?
Be faithful to others, even strangers, and help them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Hospitality makes you a fellow worker for the church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just to receive, you know.
Yeah.
And sometimes it might be we're prepared and sometimes we might not be prepared, but welcome people in if necessary. Christian mm-hmm. hospitality may not be quite as necessary today because there are more options available to travelers, but it's still a desired quality. How are you at opening your home to others? I would say that Helen is quite hospitable, opening her home.
Well,
week after week,
I did that from my mother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have people here all the time. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't mind at all.
Mm-hmm. I know. Library is open to everyone.
Exactly. You won't spend that way.
My dirty dishes.
I'm not sure we're the same way. Yeah. Your mother's a perfect example.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, she's more hospitable.
I know. I open my home, but I always say, don't mind my dishes in my sink and don't mind my cluttered table and counters, but you're welcome. And my crazy dog, so my stinky dog. So a change of plans several years before his imprisonment, Paul wrote to the believers in the church in Rome. What was Paul's initial plan, his plan A, in Romans 15?
Is that the one where he travels to Spain?
Yeah,
to visit
Romans.
Yeah. Yep, he was on his way to Spain. Obviously, Paul's plans changed. Now he tells Philemon he will travel east, not west. Do you have plans and goals? It's a good thing if you do. But how open are you to God changing your plans? How does Paul's plan of blessing to fulfill God's plan and God's will encourage you when your plans must change or are thwarted? What should our attitudes be there?
That was a long time ago. If they don't go as well in business, I don't always follow that. But
yeah.
I'm trying.
I'm really believing that God knows best.
And he does.
His plan's much better than ours.
That's in the next place.
Even though ours looks like it.
Like
it does. We can't be
right,
how anything else could be better.
We don't always know the reason for the change of plans, but God's got a plan.
Yeah. I thought of a couple scriptures, one where Jesus says, not my will, but yours be done. And then when we're taught to say, Lord willing, I will do this, because it might not be Lord's will for us to do it. And Rosemary, who was one of my first pastor's wives, Rosemary Gallatin, she would always say, blessed are the flexible.
For they will not be broken.
Yes, for they will not be broken.
That's so true.
The place of grace. What part does grace play in your salvation from Ephesians 2, 8 and 9?
That grace is a gift from God. We cannot do anything to make it or control it. We must accept it. But to accept it, we have to have faith and believe in God's gift. You can't earn it through good works. And he did it on purpose so he couldn't boast.
Yeah,
I love that verse.
Yeah.
I love it. I used to have it memorized.
How about God's grace in your spiritual growth? Acts 20:32.
And build us up and give us an inheritance among those that are sanctified.
Yeah. How about in relation to sin and the law, Romans 3:24?
Are they on?
They're on.
Okay.
Anybody? Sin and the law? We're justified freely by his grace through the redemption in Jesus Christ. How about in missionary work, Acts 14:26?
Grace is given for the work committed and then completed. That you commit to it and then you complete it.
How does Paul describe the relationship between you, your spirit, and the spirit of Christ in Romans 8:11 through 17? There could be many things that you pulled out of this. So what are some of the things that you saw? Anybody? We have the spirit of adoption, and that makes us heirs with him. They can hear. Yeah. Right, Barb, you can hear us. Yeah. He dwells in us by his spirit.
Spirit is in you. Mm-hmm. And will give life to your mortal body.
Yeah, gives life to our bodies. Okay. How important is confession to ensure God's grace on your life? 1 John 1:9.
I love that verse.
Mm-hmm. Barb, do you have that? That's the on page 158, or you can look it up, maybe. Do you have your Bible with you?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing is looking it up there.
1 John.
We all say it together. I love it.
Okay. Yep, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
Mm. Yeah. And what's the key word there? He'll cleanse us from
all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So as we end this short letter, almost a note, you've probably been impressed by Paul's gentle and graceful spirit. Even the greatest of Christian leaders needs to take a lesson from Paul, who took a lesson from Jesus. Paul wrote in Philippians 2:3-4, let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So to be like-minded with Christ. And he had that, was so humble. It's important to note Paul's gracious manner. He never forced his opinion on Philemon. His approach is a vivid demonstration of Christian courtesy and tactful consideration of others. we do need to be careful. I've heard it said it's not what you say, it's how you say it. Because two people could say exactly the same thing and it could be taken in completely different ways because one could say it harshly, one could say it gently. And so, I mean, like earlier when we were talking about the prayer requests and, with Isaiah and, you know, when he is riled up, yelling does not work at him. But guess what we do when we're frustrated with him? You know, so. But we could be saying the right thing, but you know, so, and it's no different with how we share Christ with others. If we are, it used to be said, shoving the dove, people don't usually receive it because they choke on the feathers, right? But if we say it gently, it'll be received. So courtesy, tactful consideration. This is proof of the transforming power of Christ's spirit in the life of Paul and then in his converts, both Philemon and Onesimus. And hopefully it's evident in us as well. So God intends that Paul's prayer for Philemon and the church that meets in his home should extend across the centuries and into our hearts as well. And then even now, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. So, amen. Now, I don't know how you feel. Do we do the lesson 25 where we go back next time, where we go back and just do a quick run through of Colossians and Philemon? Or
whatever you want.
Okay.
That might be good.
That's probably a good idea. Yeah. I know. It went.
So maybe that'll
So we've been through two babies. One book. So yes, we will go through the review next time.
2 weeks from now, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.